You know, it's very popular to make sukkahs from these metal frames, and then you fill in the walls. So that leads to the issue of the schach, placing the schach on the metal frames. And it seems to me that there is a lot of confusion about this issue. There's basically two schools of thought. One school of thought says, doesn't even know that there's an issue. And another school of thought says, you may as well eat in your house. It's totally puzzle. Neither one is really correct. So let's just really understand this issue of schach resting on the metal poles. So it all starts from a Mishnah and Gemara, a very short sugya in Sukkah and Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah there has a machlokes about putting your schach on bedposts. Can you support your schach with the bedposts? And the Chachamim say it's okay, that's totally kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. And then the Gemara has two opinions about why Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. One opinion says mishum she'ein la keva, which is a little bit hard to understand what that means. And the second opinion says it's because you're mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. You're holding up the schach with something that's mekabel tuma, and so just like you cannot use something which is mekabel tuma as the schach itself, you also cannot hold up the schach with something that is mekabel tuma. So that would be directly applicable to the case of the metal poles. Metal poles are also mekabel tuma, and therefore, if we would accept that reasoning, you would not be able to hold up the schach with the metal poles. So how do we paskin? Really, it all depends. If we hold like the Chachamim, there's nothing to talk about. For sure, it's kosher. Even if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so it depends which reason of Rabbi Yehuda we accept. Ein lo keva, or because of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. So this is a major machlokas harishonim. The rishonim are all sides of the spectrum. The whole group of rishonim says that we pass in like the chachamim. So the whole issue doesn't get off the ground. There's a group of rishonim led by the Rush who says that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda against the chachamim. But the reason is ein lo kava, which he says means that there's not 10 tfachim between the bed in this case and the schach. So as long as there would be 10 tfachim, it would be okay to hold up the schach with these bedposts, even though they are mekabel tuma. And then there's a group of Rishonim, like the Ramban and the Ran, who say that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass in like the reason that says you're not allowed to hold up schach with a davar mekabel tuma, as a gzeirah d'rabbanan, that you shouldn't use them for your schach either. So how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Tav Reish Lamed, writes explicitly like the Rush, that you're allowed to put up the schach and hold it up by the bedposts as long as there's 10 tfachim in between. Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion points out that, again, since there are Rishonim, who say we pass like the Chacham, and even if we like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rush says that it's not because of Davar HaMamid that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Meikar HaDin, we hold that holding up the schach with something that's Mekabel Tuma is acceptable. It's kosher. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it would be better to be Yotze, L'chol HaDeyos, even the Ramban and the Ran, and not to hold up the sach with something that's Mekabel Tuma. And that seems to be reflected in a different Sif in the Shulchan Aruch back in Tav Reish Chof Tes, where it's not 100% clear what he means, but in Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes not to use a ladder to hold it. Seemingly, he means not to hold up the sach, and the Mishnah Berurah and others explain that, again, L'chatchila, one should not hold up the sach with something which is Mekabel Tuma. But b'di'eved, it certainly is kosher. Mikra din, we hold that it's kosher. So how does this play out? Halacha l'maisa. So certainly, l'chatchila, we don't want to hold it up with something which is mekabel tuma. If you're making a sukkah and you're using the metal poles, so do what many people do, which is put the wooden, these wooden beams across and hold up the schach with the wooden beams. If you have a choice of eating in two different sukkahs, you want to get pizza or something, and the pizza shop sukkah, there are the schachs resting on the metal poles, or you can just take it home and have it in your sukkah, which is which is not holding up the schach with something which is mekabel tuma, so go for that. Go for the better option. However, if all you have is one sukkah available, so then mikra din, we really hold that it's kosher. You're in someone's house, and it turns out that the schach is resting on the metal poles. So do you have to pretend you have a stomach virus and then go to sneak off to the shul and have your... I don't think so. We hold that mikra din, it's kosher. And in such a situation, you'd be allowed to use that. Last year I was on a tiyul, so they had a sukkah there. Now, a lot of the sukkahs you find on tiyulim, so they're not so great. This one was okay, except that for part of the sukkah, the schach was resting on the metal beams. So there was a fellow there going around whispering to everybody who looked firm enough that it was not a kosher sukkah. So I told him he was not correct. So I think when Rosh Hashanah came after that to the yeshiva, I asked him, he said, yeah, of course, we all make a din, that's kosher sukkah. That's it. The only sukkahs available is that one. So we really hold it's kosher. You can certainly eat there. You don't have to refrain from eating in order to avoid eating the sukkah that we hold as kosher. Meikar Adin. Have a wonderful day.